Welcome to the Rise Network podcast show, a podcast dedicated to help you reach your dream lifestyle through investing in real estate. We're going to be sitting down with new, intermediate, and experienced investors to talk all about real estate and how it has changed their lives. If you're looking to scale your portfolio or even just get into real estate investing, you're in the right place. Make sure to tune in.
What up, guys? It's Mayu here today, and in today's Golden Nugget episode, we're going to be talking about what comparable properties are and how you can go about determining either the market value for your property or to accurately assess the after repair value of that property. So when we're talking about the BRRRR process, you know, performing strategic renovations, buying under market value, etc., we usually talk about comparable properties or comps, as you might hear other investors say. It took me a while to figure that one out, so don't be embarrassed about that. So I'll try to explain how you can try to determine what the appropriate comparable properties are for you and how you can compare your comparable properties. You're generally concerned with comparable properties when you're trying to assess an off-market deal. So you want to make sure you don't offer too much on an on-market deal as well. And in general, when you're trying to determine what the value of your property will be after you perform your renovations, for all of that, you need to know, like, what are my comparable properties and what is the market value really for this property. So what you want to do is start off by looking at similar properties. I know it sounds obvious, right? But if you have a detached home, don't go looking at towns, don't go looking at semis, and don't go looking at condos. Look only at your detached homes. There's enough of that. In most markets, there's enough similar properties for you to look at. Now, if you're in a condo downtown, like in a very like downtown Toronto, for example, as a hub, there's significant volumes of transactions, and you should really only be looking at condos that sold in your building or a neighboring building, maybe. But if you're on the countryside, you likely have to expand your horizon. But for most cities and regions, let's just call it a 3-block radius, like an average rule of thumb, 3-block radius should work for your comparable properties. Now you want to pull together a list of all the recent sales in that area. Once again, like focus on similar types of properties, and you can go as far back as a whole year if you really want to, but most appraisers would go back maybe 3, max 6 months. Sometimes I have to go back a whole year, and at that point, I just adjust for market fluctuations when I'm doing my calculations. But you know, now that you have a list of all the recent sales, pick the top maybe 3 to 5 properties that are most similar to your property, and then you can do what I call like a normalizing exercise, right? So this is where it gets more granular, and if you're really good at just eyeballing things, you can kind of just stop here, which is where a lot of like investors that I know, they just kind of stop. It's because they're very familiar with the area that they're investing. Like, today, I oftentimes, like, I don't really look at comparable sales because I know what my areas are. I know what things are going to sell for, et cetera, right? But if you're just getting started out, or like when I look at a new area, I definitely do this level of research, right? So now you have a list of comparable properties for the types of homes that you're looking at. Let's just call it a single family home. However, within single family houses, there's significant fluctuations. So what I like to do is the normalizing exercise. So I have a list of what I believe is the main drivers of a value of a property. So for me, and like I'm going to stress that, it's just for me, everyone has something different here. For me, I look at lot size, the number of bedrooms, the number of washrooms, and then the quality of finishes. And anything else that you want to add in here, you can add in as well, right? So then I just create a very simple Excel table. I list out all these criteria and I rank how each property that's in my comparable properties list, how does it rank within each of those criteria? Hopefully that makes sense. So for example, if there's 2 houses that's on the same street with the same number of bedrooms and the same number of washrooms and a similar lot size, like this is oversimplifying it, but whatever. But one is renovated and let's just say it sells for 400K and one is unrenovated and it sells for 300K. That tells me that the quality of finishes demands a 100K premium. Right, so I'll do a similar exercise to determine what is the value of an extra bedroom in this area? Like, what's the value of an extra washroom? Like, what about lot sizes? Like, how much of a difference does it make? Then I normalize all of my comps to be in line with the quality of finishes, the number of bedrooms, and the bathrooms of the property that I'm looking at. The result is that you can quickly assess what is the market value of the property that I'm buying, right? By normalizing the comparables that I've actually sold. It's important not to use list price, especially in today's market. Like, we all know the amount of BS that goes on there. So focus only on sold data. A realtor should be able to help you with this. So now that you have comparable properties and you've normalized it, you now know what market value is for your property. It's your job and your job only to make sure that you get that property under market value. So with that being said, hopefully now you feel comfortable when assessing deals. Ultimately, this is just one approach when assessing comparable properties. Like I said before, I don't do this every time, but when I'm entering a new market, it helps me feel more comfortable in making decisions and helps me learn about the value of properties in that market. So with that being said, hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something new. Make sure you comment, like, and subscribe, and feel free to share this with your friends and family, anyone else that can really drive any sort of value from it. Until next time, guys, invest smarter and live better.